Pittsburgh, for example, they posted the coordinates in the wrong format. So people ended up at someone's house monkeying around in their yard, and they ended up getting caught for trespassing.
Wow.
And Magellan ended up putting another game out, they hit it, an extra one there. I think it was something similar happened in California. So they ended up putting two bonus ones out there for the people to get. And the hours things with it. So they've been pretty good at learning from their mistakes and getting those fixed. So
yeah, that's good.
That was another thing I was kind of relying on. Once I decided, I was like, yeah, it's got to be an Eminager.
Has anybody said, do you use a Magellan or a Garmin to find the cache?
No one ever asked. I've got a Magellan, so I just coincidence. I don't think Magellan cares. It's obviously an advertising thing. They want to, get their money out of it.
So it sounds like it was successful this year, and they'll do it again next year.
I hope so, because this year we had a lot more input. Last year, it was funny because a lot of people were searching for it, but hardly anyone posted. In fact, I think there were of the bonus cards they had extra on last year's game, up and almost to the 2-3 weeks later, like no one had gone to look for it.
Hmm.
I think part of that was where it's located, because it wasn't an easy, it was a pretty distant walk. Which was a little worried about for me, because I thought, well, less interest means I'll go somewhere else to try to generate more interest this year. I was following the other caches pretty closely, too, because it was kind of fun to help them with ideas. Mm-hmm. And, it's in Baltimore. I'm not going to run to Baltimore again, so I can help them out, But this year was not more, it was a lot more like brainstorming, and a lot of people put their input in. I'm sure other people kept some things back to try to get the edge.
Right.
But I would really like to have said to all the Slaga people, said, "Hey, come on out!" But that's you're adding a ton of people to the list of competition. This year we had there was a lot of logs afterwards, and people came to find it right away, which I thought was good. I think that shows Magellan that we are still interested.
Even after you were first defined, people found out where it was, got the coordinates, went out and searched for it.
Exactly. Yeah, truly. Other than then it becomes just a normal cache, so I guess you're not in a rush to get it, but. Yeah, after the big prize is gone,
right. And technically, if it's not a geocaching.com cache, you can't count as a find. But for those people who really don't care about the numbers and want the adventure and to see what it's like.
This is one of the more fun things to do than I've done associated with geocaching, because it's just that competitive edge. I haven't got to do the competitions yet because I've helped with like MOGA and stuff like that. But so this has been fun.
Even though maybe you're thinking that next year you let somebody else do it, after a year goes by, you may be back into that competitive spirit, and you'll be like, "Honey, refresh, refresh. Give me a call."
Yeah, I keep telling my sons, "Like, you going with me this time?" And, "Oh no, I'll sit and refresh." I'm like, "What do you mean? You want to run through what?"
Get sweaty and tired and full of cobwebs.
Yeah, cobwebs are the worst because there's a type of spider out there this time of year that just is everywhere out in the woods.
Yeah.
And even on the trails, you're running through them. But when you're just bushwhacking through the woods, because I'm not a spider person at all.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Appreciate you taking the time to run us through your
thanks for having
your
me.
Feelings
great.
And the excitement of it all. So this is Paul and Jim saying goodbye, and hope you like the podcast.
Thanks.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.